When you realize I'm harder to forget than I was to leave, and I bet you think about me. Hornets fans, show of hands, who misses Coach McBrown? You're damn right you do. Scottish gods don't fall from trees. Remember 10 wins a year, only losing to OU and never losing to Kansas? And now guy number 3 post McBrown is already showing signs of wear and tear. Hey Stevie, let's talk. Just you and me, Uncle SG to Sark Daddy. 11 games in, and you have already had Isaac Texas leftovers, a second band, a monkey, an ex-stripper, a coach yelling on the bus video, a recruit laughing at the game video, and a former player turned media guy with a boosters are out of control comment. Pace yourself, coach. This is year one. And if you want there to be a year 3 and 4, pay attention. You are caught in the cycle. Step one, you think the circus will never keep you from football. Step two, you realize the circus is more than you thought. Step three, the circus keeps you from football. The key, Steve-O, is not to go to step four. Using the circus as an excuse to distract everyone from the fact that you don't have the football. The solution? Find the football, Steve. Nothing else matters. If your team blocks, you can have two monkeys and a mongoose do your press conferences. If you tackle, those BMDs will cut you checks for building improvements and stop building sources at major networks. There is no shortcut. There is no easy way round. Turn style into substance, or you'll have to turn your summer home into your home. DKR once spoke of BBs and a box. Everyone always focuses on the BBs. You've also got to pay attention to the box. All right, Black Friday, 11 a.m. and a 4-7 team. What's not to love? UT62, Mr. Vaughn and the Purple Problem, 3. This is SG, QUIET.